We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Friday night, and we're at Westman Arena. The Yellow Jackets getting ready to host Northland College for the third time in the last five games. I'm John Garver, and we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Rich McKenna. And, you know, it ended up being a tie last Sunday night against Marion here at Westman, but I think you probably learned a thing or two about your team that night, didn't you? You guys showed some guts.
Yeah, the biggest thing I was proud of was just the resiliency that our guys had. There was emotions were never too low. And we were able to kind of gut one out a little bit. I thought it was a good job by everybody, good response by everybody. And you know, unfortunately, it goes to a shootout, and you know, you kind of have to do it that way. But it all in all, like I told the guys after the game, like you know, I was proud of them. So it's a good game. I thought it was a great pace game. I mean, that was as close to a playoff game as we've had probably. Probably since Eau Claire game, so I think it was a well-run event. Everything was good. Our sponsors were great with Subway, and it was fun to be a part of.
I remember asking you a question during your first year, saying, you know, do you ever consider playing the goalie in that situation? You said, no, we'll probably never do it again because we're terrible when we don't have the goalie in. You pulled the goalie this time, and it worked.
Well, we've gotten to pull the goalie twice this year, and we haven't given up a goal yet, so we'll keep going if we have to. But, no, it was good. You know, I mean, again, it was just a gutsy play. And you know, I kind of called the timeout because I didn't even know if we were going on the power play or not. All the penalties were going. And I needed a second to kind of figure everything out. But, no, it was we had the right guys. We got a shot through, got a tip. And, you know, sometimes it works out. Most of the times it doesn't. But it was it was a good uplifting feeling for the guys. I think the guys learned a little bit about themselves too in that circumstance, and it was fun to be a part of. It was cool to see the emotions on the guys and all that. So it was fun.
Some emotion on the radio broadcaster's goal call, that one too. But Dylan Johnson gets the winner in that situation, and he had a whale of a weekend. He was really good in those two games.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they. All in all, I think against Marion, it was that was probably our best forechecking game in terms of our structure and turning over the puck and establishing a forecheck. I thought it was no surprise to me that we were able to get two in the third because I felt we were starting to wear them down a little bit. Our legs got under us. You know, we started the game pretty good, but our legs really got under us, and I thought we had more gas in the tank going into the third. First period, you know, I felt it was kind of a first game back mentality, but, you know, good players showed up, which you need, right? And, you know, and DJ's one of them, and, you know, he had a good weekend, and, you know, and it's something for him to build on, right? For every time, you know, consistency is one thing, but then expectations rise, and, you know, and every game, every practice, it's a, you know, you got to meet those expectations and start to exceed them, so. See how good he could really be.
Does anybody take more of a beating every night than Jordan Martin?
Boots, he's one of my favorite players in terms of down low play. He loves it down there. He's just a good old Manitoba boy, greasy, tough as nails. Loves it down there. Just takes hits, and you know, and you know, it's a testament to his work ethic too. Out of season, to be able to stay healthy and be able to take that beating, you know, day after day, because he practices like that, but two, you know, he plays two games in a row. Like on Saturdays, he's probably pretty banged up. You don't hear boo from him. He's never says he's too sore. Never asked for a maintenance day. Like he's just the kid's a hockey player, and we're fortunate to have him.
Northland now tonight, they come in after a pretty long break. They haven't played since the last time they were in this building, so probably a chance for them to have a little bit of rust while you guys have a couple of games under your belt. How do you make sure you just keep that the good starts coming and jump on them early?
Well, that's like you just said, it's, you know, you have a good, whatever it takes for you to get up in the game, have a good warm-up, have a good team stretch. Look at yourself in the mirror, whatever the guys do now at this point, right? Like, we have to make sure we have a good a good start and start fast and kind of outchange them a little bit. Get, you know, we should have our legs, and you know, that's, you know, that was, that's number one on the keys to victory on the board in there, and that's definitely a big part of it. And you know, it's a long break. You know, it was a long break for us, and we've already been here a week. You know, so hopefully the guys understand that, and you know, when we do what we're supposed to do.
I look at the lineup tonight, and I see three guys who are right-handed playing on the left side. So kind of you see the off-wingers occasionally at this level, but not a lot. You comfortable with your guys playing in that position, or are those guys comfortable playing the offside?
You know, we play more of an F1, F2, F3 kind of system. I mean, off of face-offs, we have a center. But other than that, it's first forward back, second forward back, third forward back. First guy in on the forecheck, second guy in, third guy in. So, in all honesty, it's kind of a little bit more of a free-flowing system. So, you're bound to get breakout passes and regroups and everything else on your offside or on your backhand. Do we want that? No. It was just kind of one of those things where we are a little bit more of a right shot heavy team to begin with. So it just so happens this game, but you know, we have left shot guys, and you know, we're gonna, you know, it the biggest thing is getting everybody into games here now for down the stretch, so we know what we have going forward, going into conference play. And you know, every game's a must-win game in this conference, and it's you know, and put together the lineup that we thought would be best for us tonight.
You hit the midway point of your schedule tonight. The midpoint of this game is officially the midpoint of the 19-20 season. So what's your midterm grade for your team?
Culture-wise, I'd say A+. And that's really the only thing I care about. I think our guys are in this together as a family. You know, obviously we've had some positive results, but I don't think any of that happens if it's not for the guys that are on the same page and are, you know, and want to be here and want to fight for each other. And you know, so culture-wise, this is the best culture we've had here in my time. And that's really, you know, that's what means the most to me. At the end of the day, the guys are having fun coming to work, and guys are fighting, like I said, for each other. They're fighting to bring our name back and pride for the school, and you know, they're proud to be here, and it means something. So I'm happy with everybody, and you know, in all honesty, I wish we had a few more games so more guys. They had more time to kind of be together and go to battle with each other.
Sounds good, Coach. Have some fun tonight. Good luck.
Take care, Garves.